need no camera. Enjoy the conversation.
Hello and welcome. It is now time for SDFO to VOIP. Please dial 929-299-1269 to join the conversation.
Welcome to the SDF conferencing system. You are the only party in this conference.
VOIP 229-299-1269.
One other party is in this conference.
Hello, this is Jazz Maz on SDF Open VOIP on AnonRadio.net. Just calling to check in. I guess I will remind everyone that Open VOIP can be heard on AnonRadio every night from 0200 to 0300 hours UTC. Anyone can call. Anyone can talk about whatever they like. You can dial with the regular phone service by calling 929-299-1269, or if you have an SDF voice over IP account, you can just dial extension 1088. If you don't have a SDF voice over IP account and would like one, visit sdf.org and click on the tutorials link for more details. Okay, so I'll take a look at the comm mode chat and on radio room. Serif says hello. So hello, Serif. But as usual, I don't know if anyone will call in tonight.
VOIP 929.
Can be quiet. And if that's the case, I will probably mute my mic at some point and just continue to monitor the conference bridge. If someone happens to dial in, I'll pick up and say hello. Other than that, it's more or less a quiet evening for me. Just watching some YouTube videos and working on some minor projects. Basically trying to pare down a Debian Linux system to run on a small thin client. I think I've mentioned recently, maybe a few days ago, I was working on this. I've got some old being relative, Wise Wind terminals because I have older WISE terminals than those, because they are essentially just small form factor PCs. But they often have disk gun modules that are relatively small. Some of them are intended to be PXE booted. Or if you have an old enough thin client, perhaps boot P rather than, boot P / TFTP rather than the, pre-execution environment, which is sort of a modernized take on that using DHCP, and it tends to be a little
although I think the
fields in the DHCP settings are intended to be somewhat universal, that they don't necessarily impose any sort of binary format. JWH is talking about the MetaARPA feature that you have. MetaARPA users have many features given to them as sort of a gift for being a regular contributor financially to SDF. One of the more interesting ones, but perhaps less used, is you can get a TCP or UDP port that you can bind in on to, host a service on, so to speak. And I think JWH is talking about using it for, maybe doing a shared streaming audio listening party that some of the Anon Radio Room users have been doing, I think, the last 2 weeks or so, listening to sort of jointly listening to Anon Radio programming that they don't normally get a chance to hear live. So they sort of get a little bit of a little more interaction commentary between them while they listen to it, but it doesn't necessarily disrupt anything anyone's doing on Anon Radio. So that's interesting. I think they were just doing the good old, start now, here's the time we're at, and occasionally updated for anyone that wants to join in. I think JWH, if they wanted to, if someone in that little group was MetaARPA, I think they could probably do some sort of crude streaming. I'm not sure about how you would handle multicast. I think he was talking about using Netcat to do that. Whereas you can do that, certainly, but, sending it to multiple endpoints. Might require something special. I don't remember if Netcat has the ability to sort of multicast on UDP or something like that. But I guess I could actually, read the man pages and see if it does. But but I know you should at least be able to do one endpoint, one client to one service kind of connection, just to test to make sure you've got the right port. And I think that feature is not only available on the MetaARPA cluster server Iceland, but I think it's also available. You think you can also do that on the Meta Array? I think I was playing with that one day. That's sort of handy if you just need to, host a quick service to transfer some information or convey some information to someone and then take it down. Or use it for some other clever purpose, clever or useful, or silly, silly or frivolous is also encouraged around here, I think. As long as it's not disruptive or abusive. Okay, so I think I am going to mute my mic and I'll continue to listen to the conference bridge. I'll probably, do my usual multitasking poorly. Probably start my YouTube video back up and I'm thinking if JBug's Altair is up and there are not too many people in the queue in front of me, I'll probably try attaching that and playing around. It's been a while since I've done anything. I think, like I said the other day, never really actually used an Intel 8080, but have used things with Zilog 80 CPUs.
VOIP to VOIP 929, 299, 1269. Hello and welcome. It is now time for SDFO to VOIP. Please dial 929-299-1269 to join the conversation. to VOIP 929 299 1269. OPVOIP 929 299 1269. FO2VOIP 929 299 1269.
Hello and welcome. It is now time for SDFO to VOIP. Please dial 929-299-1269 to join the conversation.
OPVOIP 929 299 1269.
Attention on radio listeners, coming up at 0300 hours UTC is a PenMic with open mic, anyone can stream.
to VOIP 929-299-1269.
Attention on radio listeners. Coming up at 0300 hours UTC is a pandemic with open mic. Anyone can stream.
to VOIP 929 299 1269.
Attention on radio listeners. Coming up at 0300 hours UTC is a pen mic with open mic. Anyone can stream.
Hello, this is Jazzmaz checking in again. I noticed that JBug stopped into comm for a brief moment, and he mentioned that someone had killed his fractal program. I probably was one of the guilty parties, but I did set it running again after killing it and then listing it. But interesting. Yeah, maybe it'll inspire me to fire up Z80 mode on my Commodore 128 at some point. I don't know if there was ever a port of Microsoft Basic for the CPM that runs on that or not, and how different it is from, Altair Basic. But I guess I could figure that out at some point in time. But other than that, we're coming close to the end of the Open VOIP block. Open mic will be next. Open mic is you, the listener's opportunity to try your hand at being a DJ on a non-radio. You can visit anonradio.net and click on the open mic link for details. And then for those who continue to listen, occasionally we will get someone on open mic who will play a brief set. I think Bronzy94 has been hopping on there on and off recently. And then, of course, there is always DJ Daniel with his blast from the past. And occasionally we will get DJ Kyoko, which I think she plays some sort of punk and Godzilla noises, and I guess some other miscellaneous stuff as well in there. I don't know. I occasionally manage to catch her show. But, the Godzilla noises are quite distinctive, though. It's usually the tip-off that DJ Kyoko is on the air. Other than that, maybe I'll do some classic computing this weekend. I don't think I'm going to be doing anything too heavy, other than maybe catching up on a few little work-around-the-house items. Other than that, I guess I will say good night and have a good weekend, everybody. Perhaps I will be on open VOIP again soon sometime. So, good night, everyone.
ハロー